What up, Cockboy Nation? It's your best friend, Gary Gabagool, and probably most of you don't know me, but I created a character called Pervert Pete on YouTube back in the day. That's my fucking claim to fame. And also the host of Cam Girl Diaries, where I talk to cam girls. But this is the first episode of the HoCast podcast. Oh, that sounds fucking great, right? HoCast, that's not, you know, like ho. H-O-E, like, I'm just gonna have hoes on here or something. I mean, this first episode, we have Lavender Liv on. You can follow her on Twitter. Her link's in the description. But, yeah, she's a live cam girl. But, yeah, this is the first episode of the HoCast podcast, my new podcast. It's an acronym, though. Ho. Highly Offensive Entertainment. Now, it's not that I'm, like, offensive on purpose or some shit. It's just, like, how I talk and everything I do was okay, like, 5-10 years ago. You know, like, back when you can call your friends retards and shit. You know, but now all that shit's considered offensive. I don't know why. Like, why is everyone so sensitive? Like, we don't gotta be so sensitive. Well, you know, I think the problem is everyone wants to be special with, like, all these fucking gender pronouns and all that. Like, who cares? Like, I just don't get it. I don't get it. Like, it just seems like such a waste of time. Like, why does everyone have to know what gender you are? You know, like, it's not, there's only boys and girls. Like, that's just a fact. You can't debate facts. Like, you know, you either have a hoo-ha or hee-hee, you know? You only got a taco or a hot dog. Like, there's no in-between. Well, there is in-between, but there's only, like, a small portion of people that are, you know, in-between that have both or none. I don't know if that's possible. Can you have none? I mean, I know there's some guys have, like, micro-penises and shit. That's basically none, but I don't think that's what we're talking about here. But I don't even know what we're talking about here. It's just fucking just nonsense. Like, everything is just nonsense, you know? You know, life is depressing enough. Can't we just have fun and shit? Like, I don't know. That's why I like talking to cam girls, like with my other podcast, Cam Girl Diaries. But, like, I'm also, like, because I want to integrate that into this podcast, too. So, like, if I interview a cam girl, like, you know, I want to do it on here too. So that's why we're going to talk to Lavender Liv shortly. Yeah, but I hope you guys enjoy the episode and come back next week and see what other shit I got going on, you know? So yeah, let me just shut the fuck up and let's just talk to Lavender Liv. She's much more entertaining than I am. So here's Lavender Liv.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So now let's talk about what you do. It's sex work, right? Like, that's...
I don't even know what to call it. I still, like, am, like, finding my words. Like, I'm like, is it sex work? Am I, like, an adult entertainer? An online entertainer? I have, like, I still have no words to really, like, I'm a cam girl. I don't know.
Right, you know? Yeah, see, that's the terminology I use for everything. Like, you know, like, you guys are all cam girls, whether you're on OnlyFans or whatever, right? I mean,
yes.
You're on cam. And I feel
like, yes, exactly. I feel like that is key. Like, I'm on cam because I've had so many men approach me to meet in person, and I was nice about it in the beginning, but the longer I'm doing it, the more feisty I'm getting. I'm like, no, that's not what I'm offering at all. Like, I am an online entertainer. I am a cam girl behind camera, you know?
Well, yeah, like, is it, like, is that from, like, your regulars? Or is it, like, you know, just the, you know, some fucking schlub that just shows up? Or both?
It's both. And some of them, like, don't take no for an answer, and naturally I'm a people pleaser. So like I said, like in the beginning I try to soft pedal it and like, you know, like blame it on the side I'm on. And the longer I'm doing it, I'm like, fuck off. No. Go on Tinder. Like, good luck. I hope you find somebody, but it's not me. And I can't be bought that way either. So don't like wave your money in my face because that's not going to happen, you know?
Oh shit, I didn't even realize that was a problem. Nobody said that before. That
it is daily. It is a daily issue. It is like, it drives me up the wall, honestly.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's got, yeah, I guess that's, yeah. I mean, do they try like manipulating you to do it, or is it so, just like, hey, I'll just give you some money and, you know?
It really depends on the person. This guy was so cringy. This was just like 2 days ago. I start off all my cam sessions by asking like what their name is and what they're into. And the very first thing he's typing, he's not on cam himself. He types, I'm 29 and I'm very, all caps, wealthy. And I was like, oh, like, okay, that's good for you. That's awesome. You know, it's like, I hope to get there one day. Like, that's why I'm here. And this cam session went on for probably like 30 minutes, which like, hell, I will take a 30 minute session because sometimes they're 30 seconds and I'm taking my clothes on and off like a bunch of times. But within that 30 minute session, it was, I'll pay your rent. Like, what clothing brands do you like? Like, I'll do this for you. I'll do this for you. Like, you have no idea how much money I have. I'll take you traveling.
So wait, so now you're talking about like the one-on-one, like a yes. one-on-one session. Yeah. So,
yes, so, private like, session.
So he's wasting all of his time trying to, why? That's a waste of money, right? Like,
I was not even naked. I still had like my bra and my panties on while he was just like begging me. And wow. I don't know if he actually had money or not. Maybe he got off on the fact of like, maybe he's dirt ass poor.
Right.
And he gets off claiming he has money. I don't know.
Yeah, that could be. That's probably a lot. Cause I see that even like for non-cam girls, like guys in their DMs, like with my wife and everything, like they'll, you know, oh, I'll pay, you know, like I'll pay your rent or just show me something. It's, I just don't get, I don't know. Does that even work with anyone?
I have no idea. I maybe like the brand noobs, and I've only been doing it for 4 months. I feel like I'm relatively new, you know? But at this point, I'm not going to stand for that shit. Uh-uh.
Right. Well,
no.
I think technically now, I think like at 4 months, like you're a veteran. Because like, I'm serious.
I feel like a veteran.
Yeah.
I feel like unshakable now at this point.
Well, yeah, because like you're on, what is it?
I'm on StreamMate.
StreamMate. Yeah. Yeah. Because I was checking out the reviews and man, you got some good reviews.
Thank you.
You're like...
I feel like I'm really good at it. Like I'm going to toot my own horn. I feel like I'm fantastic at it.
I don't know. According to these reviews, I think so. Because I had to just check him out. Yeah, she just gave me the best show I've ever had. Holy shit, just unreal. All I want is her. Shit. Because like, you know, there's thousands of cam girls on, you know, on every site, like
mm-hmm.
So this guy, yeah. Obviously he's gotten a lot of them and you're the best, so that's pretty good.
I feel like I'm good at it. Like I'm gonna toot my own horn. I feel like I'm good at it.
But what makes you good? Because because in those one-on-one sessions, because like I'm more familiar with like Chatterbait and like it's
totally
yeah. Because like most of them, it seems like isn't private shows. There's not a lot of private shows. Yeah. But like
so, I feel like that's why I thrive on StreamMate is because they're more private based, and I feel like I am more of like the girl next door. I'm not shoving a bunch of weird shit like inside of me or like, you know, like I really don't even do like anal. Like it's kind of like pretty like basic vanilla, like dirty talking type shit. But I'm really good at talking to people and I'm really good at making them feel like I care about them and I want to get to know them and I'm there all for them. And that's just a skill that I have like in my everyday life. And so I've got people that come back multiple times in like a few hour period that I'm on. Like I feel like all I need to do is talk to somebody once and like do one session with them and like that's it.
Right, so that's your fucking lane then, because like I, you know, I've talked to some girls, like their thing is like, you know, they're shoving all kinds of weird shit in them, and that's what they do. They don't, you know, they're not too much into talking or all that shit. So like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I like, I really thrive in like the one-on-one, like that is my jam.
So how's that? Is it the same as like Chatterbait, like with StreamMate? Like you're in like a public room where all mm-hmm. the, you know, the, you got your freeloaders and your regulars and all that. And then what? They pull you into a one-on-one?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So I'll sit and wait in like in the, they call it a guest chat, the free chat, and people can tip me and like use my tip vibe and all that type of shit. Honestly, though, I'm not in there for any more than like 3 minutes without somebody pulling me for a one-on-one, like 3 minutes or less. And I'm getting pulled for a one-on-one, which is, I mean, it's awesome.
Really?
I can't.
Nah, yeah. That's interesting. Cause like, you know, me and my wife used to, go on Chatterbait and like analyze like all the different, like how everyone operates and everything, and like it seems like a lot, like the majority on there is like just talking to everyone, which is cool, you know, whatever, but like it, yeah. they're spending so much time talking to people, and it looks like they're making most of their money on like just like, you know, people just tipping them in the public chat. So like this mm-hmm. is completely different.
Yes, totally. And I've wanted to branch out to like other sites, but I know that they are more of that, like the tip-based stuff. And I'm nervous because like I know my skill set so well, and I'm like, I'm getting success with it, you know?
Yeah, yeah, so, it's totally working, because like OnlyFans yeah. is completely different, because like, you know, like you yep. gotta always post shit, and that doesn't seem like what you're doing or what's working for you, right?
No, that's really not my skill set. And like, I gave you my Twitter, and I'm trying to promote myself on Twitter, but like my personal life, I have no, like, I don't use social media. I don't know how to do it really. And I don't even really feel comfortable promoting myself like that. It doesn't come naturally. Like sitting here like this, like talking to you and like genuine connection, that comes naturally to me. That other stuff is like, that's hard work, and it doesn't really like make sense in my head, you know? But I'm trying. I am trying.
Right. Yeah. It kind of feels scummy, doesn't it?
Oh my God. Like, it feels so scummy. It feels so scummy. Yes.
Yeah, because back in the day, I used to be a YouTuber, and like, you know, like everyone, their thing is like, you know, like, make sure you subscribe and like, and I refuse to do that. Like, it feels so, yes. like, if you like it, that's great, you know, do I have to say it?
No, yeah. You can't, you understand, and literally all of it, like, I'm like, oh, which picture of my ass am I going to post? And it's just, I cannot.
Right, yeah, it totally makes sense.
It's so unnatural for me. And I like, it does come naturally to some people, clearly, and that is not natural to me to promote myself like that.
Yeah,
so, hopefully it gets easier.
Right, but that's where it seems like StreamMate is like even more perfect for you, because like if you only had, well, what I was going to say was, if you did make an OnlyFans, like that could be more for like your, you know, like your hardcore fans to want to go to, instead of like a supplement
mm-hmm.
to it, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Instead yes. of using it as like, you know, your main, you know, something to get other people. No, this is more for your, you know, your hardcore fans and all that.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
Yeah, that mm. could be good. Yeah, because promoting is such a, ugh. Yeah, like, because I was going to say, are you on Reddit? Because, like, a lot of girls, like, promote their shit on Reddit. Like, they'll just post and put, like, on every subreddit and...
Yeah. I'm not on Reddit. I don't have an Instagram. I don't have a Reddit. Like, I'm really, like, I'm just, like, learning. Because I don't do social media really in my personal life. Well, you see, know?
Yeah, but this is good, because... Everyone I talk to says, you know, they spend so much time promoting, like the majority of their time is promoting.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And most of them only do like OnlyFans and those kinds of things. So that makes sense. But like, if you're doing just like mostly just camming and stuff, like, cause the site itself brings in people, right? Like you get put on the front page and all that.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So that might not even be a something you should even get into, because I hear a lot of people get really, they lose a lot of motivation from just promoting and stuff. Like you're spending all this time on Instagram or wherever, and like nobody's liking your shit, and you're only getting a few people, and it's like you're spending all these hours on it.
And that's your time for free too. So that's where it gets me. Like, time is so precious that I don't want to give away like so much of my time for free, you know?
Yeah, 'cause that also like how you price shit. Do you put any thought into that? Like, oh, I got it. Like, how much time am I actually put? Like,
Yes.
you do, yeah.
100%. Yes, even like I have a tip vibe that I have like inside of me that like clients can tip to make it vibrate. And some of them want it out. Like they want, I guess, like a more natural session, right? That I am like a human being, not a cam girl with like shit inside of my pussy. And even that, if they want me to take it out, I tell them they have to pay me for it.
Oh,
Because
nice.
after yes, after I take it out, I have to go like wash that shit, put more lube on it, and put it back in. And I know that literally will only take me 1 minute. But still, if I can like get 10 extra dollars for that 1 minute, then I'm going to.
Right, which you
Anything
should,
extra,
yeah.
yeah, anything extra that they want, I will make them pay for it. If they want me to put on a different outfit, like of course I will. But if I'm gonna take the time to like go into my closet, make a huge mess out of my room and put it away after I press stop like on the website, then I'm gonna make money for it.
Yeah, which you should. Yeah, that's smart. Yeah. See, I don't know nothing. I just, I don't know, 'cause like what about like in those one-on-one sessions? Like you said you do a lot of talking and stuff. Is there like a lot of like you just have conversations and shit and or like normal conversation? What kind of conversations? Like
I do have a few guys on there that literally just want to talk to me. And to be honest, those are some of my favorites. Those are some of my favorites. I feel like at this point, the guys that straight up like just want me to like get naked, like do my thing, touch myself, in quotations. And like move around to do different positions and then they're done in 5 minutes. That shit is now boring to me just after 4 months. I'm like, fuck, bring me something interesting. Like, I
Oh
don't
shit.
want to like turn around and show you my butthole. Like, bring me something interesting. So the best stuff to me is like the really weird shit. Like the really weird shit. Yesterday I had a guy that requested like the one-on-one chat. And he told me that his fetish was fantasizing about being shrunken to make himself 1 inch tall. And he wanted me to describe in detail what I would do to this 1 inch tall human. And so for 10 minutes, that's what we talked about. And he was like asking me like, would you drop me into your mouth? And I told him yes, and he's like, oh, it's such a scary cave in here. But he's like getting off on it. Like he's like moaning and breathing heavily because he's getting off on that.
Yeah, I'm not kink shaming. It's that's funny.
No, see, and that shit, like the weird shit is my absolute favorite.
It sounds fun.
It's so fun. And I feel like that's another like thing in my toolbox is I'm really good at play because I worked with kids for a long, long time. So I am amazing at play. So to me, like that is play. That's playful. And I'm like, hell yeah, I can do this. Like I can, hell yeah. You want me to be creative, like on the spot, think of something that I've never fucking thought about. Not fucking thinking about like shrinking men to be 1 inch tall and like, you know, like making them be my sexual slaves and like dropping them in my mouth.
Do you pretend to like chew them? Like rah, 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 rah.
Yes.
I was
Yes.
kidding.
No, it's so so it's so fun for me. Like that weird stuff where I can like be creative and like throw me something that makes me think, you know? I love that stuff. I love it. I feel like you have to be really present in those moments rather than the shit that's like the moaning and like the sexual positions. Like it's a little stale.
Right,
so that other stuff like forces me to be in the present and like really think. So I love that.
Wow. Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. Yeah. I see what you're saying though. Yeah. If you can make it fun, like that's what more girls should do to keep their head in the game. Right. Like have more fun. Like
it's so fun. It's so fun. I hope it stays fun. You know what I mean? Like, I hope in, like, another 6 months I still think it's fun because right now, like, I genuinely am having fun.
Well, shit, yeah, that's good, especially 4 months in because, like, a lot, you know, I hear, you know, like, just a few months in, people are dropping out. Like, it's so much mental, right?
It's so mental. Yeah. It's so mental. It's mentally exhausting, and I feel like I do put myself into it, and it's not necessarily like I'm actually in the game. I'm actually like giving myself to these people and like listening and like being genuine and like working really hard to make their experience with me like 10 out of 10. And so it drains me. By the end of it, like it's exhausting, like mentally, emotionally, like physically, all of it. It's really, really exhausting.
Yeah, because I was reading those fucking reviews, man. They're like, these guys are like, oh, this is the best ever. Like, shit.
I really do put everything I have into it. I really do.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Like, but see, that could be bad too, though, because then that'll really, you know, eventually you'll burn out if you do.
Totally. 100%. Yes, and I've had to catch myself with that too, like not putting in too many hours or saying no. Like I said, like I'm a people pleaser and saying no to me is hard. So after I've already put in 5 hours, a regular will ask me, hey, will you hop back on at like 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, you know? And I'm like wanting to say yes, but also I'm like, hell no. I need to be like a normal human. I need to sit on my couch like a normal ass human with my PJs on and like decompress after the weird fucking shit that I've heard about and done all day.
But that's even more insane. Like they're coming back for more of the same day. Like,
yeah.
Relax. What the
fuck? Seriously. I'm like, doesn't that hurt?
Yeah.
Doesn't that hurt? Oh, like, come. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it costs money, you know, that like. Oh, no.
So okay. the money piece has been like another element for me to like learn how to deal with. I'm so fucking thankful that these men are willing to like drop the amount of money on me that they do and that they think I'm worth that. But at the same time, there's guys on there that will actively tell me that they don't have money. And yet they're in with a, like on a one-on-one, which is not cheap, for 20 minutes, you know, paying $6+ every single minute. And that like, that gets like that human part of me that like makes me feel bad, you know? And then I need to like disassociate that and be like, no, don't feel bad. Like they're willingly on here.
Yeah, but ew, why would you like, That just seems so like, ew, like, you know, hey, I'm so broke, you know, I really don't have much money, but I need to, you know, I got to see your hoo-ha and.
Yes.
No, like, that's crazy to me. I don't know why, like, that's like, begging. I never thought about like begging a cam girl. That just seems.
That one makes me feel bad. And the other thing that really makes me feel bad is feelings. These men like constantly tell me that like they're falling for me. They have like these genuine feelings for me. I mean so much to them. They think like they think about me all the time, and they don't know the last thing about me. They know like the person who like sits on my bed and like takes their clothes off and like chats, but like they don't know the last thing about who I am. They don't, you know?
Right. Isn't so that, the, but that's just so crazy how guys think though, isn't it? Like,
it's changed my whole perspective. I'm like, hey, so a man wants a woman that's like naked all the time, willing to do like almost whatever they ask for, you know? I'm like, okay, that's what you want. That's what you men want.
But yeah, but it's kind of scary to think about, like, because it's like with stalkers and everything, the way they think. I'm not calling these guys stalkers or anything, but I'm saying like the way, because it seems like, you know, like 99% of these kind of people are guys that like think like this, like, you know, like I just don't, I don't know, like they're not in reality, like.
No, oh my, that's not reality at all. Like I said, they don't know the last fucking thing about me as a person. The last thing. So yeah, that disconnection to me, like it makes no sense. It makes no sense. And when it gets taken too far, when they're telling me like, I think I'm in love with you, that just like, it makes me uncomfortable and it makes me feel bad. Like, I'm like, oh God, you should not be on this website. You should be like talking to people in real life. Like, oh, this is not good.
Yeah, I mean, shit, maybe, I don't know what it is. Yeah, because it's like with stalkers even, just that mentality, like not, I don't know. I mean, I guess because they spend so much time with you, they just forget about, like, you know, like this is all you are, maybe? Like, I don't.
Totally. Well, and I feel like there is like an intimate element when like they have seen me naked and I've seen them come. You know, and they've shared things with me that they probably don't share with much of anyone else. So I feel like for them, they probably have this like false sense of intimacy that's not like, it's not really there. I do this all day long.
Right. For money, like for monetary, like it's only a monetary. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Cause like I was talking to someone about like you got your like regulars who understand the, you know, like what's going on here. Like, you know, like, hey, yeah, I just got to get off today. Can we just do one real quick? And, but then you got those guys that are just like somewhere else mentally.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. No, that there's so much about this that I'm still learning to navigate. And I feel like with any other job, you can watch other people do it. Even if you're like a barista, you can watch other people do it to learn. And so I feel like I'm like kind of at a loss for that. And I'll do what you said. I will log on and sit for like an hour, just like going to different girls' pages. And it's like, it almost has me like entranced, you know? It's fascinating. This whole thing to me is absolutely fucking fascinating.
Yeah, me too. That's why I'm doing this, because like it's so fucking fascinating, like how like just every little piece of it, you know, everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but that's one thing, like that's another reason I started doing this, because like I was watching on like YouTube, like there's a lot of, you know, cam girls, like have mad experience and everything, but and they only talk about like the, you know, the stuff that gets views, you know, like how much money you can make and all this stuff. But like nobody seems to be talking about like the intricate things, like how do you deal with like guys like that are, you know, because you want to keep them because they're giving, you know, you want to keep them, but you got to keep them kind of like, how do you navigate that, you know?
Totally. Yep. Part of it with that piece also, like, I'm like, well, that means I'm doing my job right. Yes. You know? But it, like you said, like, there has to be, like, some distance. There absolutely has to be.
Yeah.
I am learning. I feel like I'm softer. I'm softer as a person. And I care so much about, like, not hurting other people's feelings. And I feel like this is allowing me to practice that, you know what I mean? To like be like, excuse you, no, you don't, no, we're done now.
True.
And I have, and I'm so proud of myself for that, actually, for being like in sessions with men, and I'm like, I don't like this anymore. No, thank you. Like, and cutting it off like that. Like, I'm the boss bitch. I get to say, like, I get to say when, whenever.
Like, this is a great, like it's, yeah, like, it's almost like a therapy session for you, too, like, with all this whole thing. So that's good, too. See, like, I don't hear any negatives. What's the negative? There's no negatives. You got any negatives?
No, I really don't. So, I really don't. I like it. I actually like it. And I know a girl that does it, and she fucking hates it. And I'm so thankful that I really like it. The one thing that I kind of struggle with is knowing what to tell the people in my life. Especially coming from something where I worked with kids and did something that's really, like, respectable. And I got a lot of praise for what I did. And, like, the, oh, like, it takes a special person to do what you do, that type of stuff, you know? So to go from that to now, like, in a field that's really stigmatized and, like, really taboo, knowing how to tell people and also who to tell. At this point, 4 months in, I've told probably less than 5 people, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I was just thinking about that earlier, too, because, like, what is it? It's 2022, right? And, like, so, like, even maybe, I don't know, like, 5, 10 years ago, like, it was more stigmatized. I think now it's less stigmatized because of all these, everyone's so worried about all this, like, you know, the gender stuff, the pronouns and all that. Everyone's, they're all wasting their time on that shit. And OnlyFans and cam girl, especially, like, with COVID and everything, like, OnlyFans, you know, blew the fuck up. Everyone's fucking going on there, but nobody was really talking about, like, you know, like, oh, cam girls are whores, like they used to, you know, like, oh, they're fucking, you know, they're whores and all that bullshit.
Yeah, totally.
You know?
I was thinking the other day, I feel like by not telling people what I do, I'm, like, I'm not being a part of the change that I want to see, right? Like, I need to be open about it. And then I thought about it, I was thinking, I wonder what would happen if literally anyone that asked me, because that's such a common question. What do you do? What do you do for work? And I was like, I want to tell people I'm a cam girl and walk away from that, like, with nothing. And if someone said that to me, I would have so many fucking questions, you know?
Yeah.
So fucking questions. When my best friend that knows, every time we hang out, the first, like, 30 minutes at least is me telling her, like, these very fucking strange things that I see and I do all day. And, like, some of them I understand, and I can understand even if I don't think they're, like, sexy or sexual, why somebody else would. And there's other shit that I'm like, I just don't really understand that. Like, I don't get that. Even, like this shrunken little person thing, like, I don't understand why that's sexy. I don't know, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot we don't know. Like, people, you know, like some people are into feet, others aren't. You know, feet are disgusting. I hate feet, but some love them.
Exactly. The one thing that I have found that, like, is truly disgusting to me is the cum eating, like, men eating their own cum. And that one is one to me that's just, like, really kind of, like, makes my stomach, like, turn. And it's part of my job to, like, act like it's, like, hot as fuck. And it, like, makes me sick. So, this, I had this guy the other day that he asked me, like, will you do cum eating instructions? I'm like, fuck yeah, I love that shit, let's do it. And while we're in the session, he tells me that he has a plate of cum that he has been working on filling for 2 months.
What is that even? That don't sound sanitary to me.
So he's on camera with me so we can see each other. And he gets the plate, and it, like, it has ridges on it. It's not, like, just a flat plate, but he's bringing it over and, like, having to balance it so it doesn't spill, because this plate is completely full of cum.
You seen it?
Yes, I will never unsee it.
Oh my
That will be God. Like in my brain forever. I will never unsee that.
Oh my God, because I'm picturing it. This is disgusting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yes, that truly is really like the only thing. Like I watched people like finger their buttholes and then like lick their fingers, and like that's fine to me. That really like that doesn't really gross me out. What that's fine for me. The cum eating just like makes my stomach churn.
Oh, it's making me sick.
And I don't know why.
What the fuck?
No, you're welcome. Oh, that fucking plate of cum, seriously, that traumatized me. I had to press pause on my streaming after that and just like take a minute. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
What the fuck?
Dude, so like you acted your way through it, right?
That's what I was just gonna tell you. Like I can't let my face like move like the tiniest bit to show that that's disgusting, you know? Oh, or that I think it's gross. Clearly he likes it, but I don't, you know.
Clearly you he know? Likes it.
Clearly he likes. Yeah, clearly. No, so I have to like, oh yeah, like, oh that's so fucking hot. Like, do I get to watch you like drink all of that? Like, are you gonna keep saving it?
Oh, you're so you lucky. Know?
I'm so, oh my God, I know, I'm so special.
Oh, you're so lucky, oh man.
Yeah. Uh-huh, yeah, yep.
Oh my God, I'm fucking blown away by that. That's, why?
The shit, there's, no, exactly, there's shit like that that is like so, so strange. So strange. And I have to act like I see that. Oh, I just saw that 5 minutes ago. I saw that yesterday. I see that all the time. And in reality, like in my head, I'm like, what the fuck am I looking at?
Yeah.
What the? Yeah.
Oh my God. So you gotta have some great acting skills. That's
role plays are like my new favorite thing.
Yeah?
Yes. My absolute new favorite thing is role plays.
Like normal stuff, right? Not like...
No. No. Again, like the weird stuff is my favorite. And this isn't necessarily weird, but I have a guy that comes maybe like 3 times a week. And we have an ongoing storyline. And we pick off at the exact same place every single time. And it's so in-depth. It's so in-depth. It's like a soap opera. Like, we're, like, old high school sweethearts, and, like, we're cheating on our spouses, and, like, we go to these dinners together, and, like, it's so in-depth that I'm, like, oh, like, can I have the red wine? I want the, like, the da-da-da today. Like, last time I had this one, and we'll, like, switch dinners and, like, taste each other's dinners, and it's, like, an hour each time, and it, like, it's so fun.
I was just gonna say, that sounds fucking awesome. Like, you just...
It's so fucking fun! And the storyline, it's, like, unreal. Like, it truly is, like, so dramatic. It's like a soap opera. Like, I tell my best friend after, and she, like eats it up. Like, she wants, like, what's going on? What's going on with Pete and Kate? Like, our characters. Like, tell me more.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So fucking fun. So fun.
That's fucking...
It's kind of the same as, like, when guys want me to just, like, fake moan and, like, move around my bed. I'm like, ugh. When people ask for, like, will you be my stepsister role play? Shit like that. Like, oh, will you be my neighbor? I'm like, ah, fuck, that's so boring. Like, bring me something else. Go think on that and bring me something else.
Oh, shit. Let me try to think of something real quick. What about, like, shit. I'm on the spot. I can't think of anything. Like, I guess, like, you know, doing, like, you like to talk. What about, like anyone do, like, a therapist type thing?
No,
you seem like
no.
You'd be a good therapist type character.
Oh my God, I would fucking love that.
Yeah.
I would literally fucking love, I would absolutely fucking love that. I'm waiting for somebody to do that. I have a guy that is an actual therapist, and he looks like a therapist. Like, if you, like, saw a picture of a therapist, you'd be like, okay.
He's a therapist.
You are a therapist. Yes. And he like sits in this like fancy like armed red chair too, like while he's like while he's like jerking off to me, and I can't get it out of my head that like that he's a therapist. And I don't know, like, I don't know why that affects anything, but like when I'm looking at him and he like has like his dick in his hand, like I'm like, hey, you're a therapist in your office, like
exactly. That's probably, dude, that's probably the same chair he's like talking to people, you know, and
exactly. Yes. Oh, he probably has like a 15-minute break in between his patients.
Oh my god, yeah. What if there's probably a patient sitting outside the door and he's whacking it to you?
Yes, uh-huh. Yes.
Oh man.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Does he ever when he comes in, is it always the same time, like the same day and time every day, every time he comes in?
It usually is very consistent. Yes. It's usually like, it's like quite consistent. Yeah. No, like I think it's like legitimately like in between clients because he's dressed like really professionally, like in his like therapist chair.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh man, just I don't know, that seems so fucking crazy to me, like because like I've gone to therapists, like I never thought, like, you know.
No, same. Yes. Uh-huh.
I could have just missed, you know, I could have just missed him.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yes.
God, that's crazy. Well, I guess, yeah, I guess maybe you don't have a lot of time on his, you know, he's got a family and shit, you know.
He needs to relieve stress after his sessions, like,
yeah, it could really be. Like, because, you know, that's got to be pretty stressful.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, you got to listen to all them fucking people and shit. I mean, I guess technically you're like a therapist. Like, you know, even though, yeah, shit. You're like a therapist.
I had somebody this week come out as gay to me. And that he said he told me that I was the first person he had told. And that to me, like, yes, I like stopped dead in my tracks right there. And I switched off of cam mode and like went like into human being mode and told him, like, I'm so fucking proud of you. Like, that's amazing. You just told anyone. Like, just saying that out loud is such a cool fucking thing. And that was another one where after that session, I had to like press pause on my stream for a second and just like take a minute. Like I was like, holy, that's a humongous moment in someone's life. I was just gonna
say, like, that's a huge fucking deal. Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it has to be the fucking, the intimate, like you were saying earlier, like the intimacy thing. Like, but totally. I don't know. I'm trying to comprehend it. Like, yeah, I guess because, like you were saying earlier, like they, you know, they like fall in love with you and all that shit. That would make sense because, like, I can't comprehend. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I just can't comprehend it. I don't understand.
All of it's very strange.
It is, but I want to know.
Strange. Same. Even like, I think about this shit like when I'm going to bed. You know, like I'm still like trying to like work it out in my head. Like I'm like, and then I'll forget something and remember again later. I'm like, what the fuck? Oh my God. Like I pushed that out of my head and I saw whatever I saw yesterday. What the hell? Like, okay. You know?
God, yeah.
It's fucking fascinating.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. Yeah, I guess when it stops being fascinating, that's when, you know, it's starting to, you're on the downside of it. Because if it's not fascinating, mm-hmm. and you're not fucking enjoying it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, shit, it sounds like you just got, like, there's no stopping it. Especially with the cam, like, the live camming. It's got to be completely different than, like, OnlyFans and shit, you know? Because, like you said, like, it's always something new and shit. Like, you're not just taking fucking pictures all the time and posting them, right?
Oh, I never know what I'm going to get. Every single time I like press start on my cam session, I never know what I'm gonna get. And there's rarely a day when at least one, like, one very odd thing that I've never, ever, like, come across is there, is, like, handed to me in my lap.
Yeah, so...
Everything's different.
Yeah, yeah, so it's, that's, the, yeah, see, that's the great thing about, like, doing live shit, I guess, right? I mean,
yeah.
You don't know who's gonna be in there. Could be your next stalker, you don't know.
Totally, yes, both, yeah, both good and bad. I have no idea what's coming at me.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, I get, yeah, I mean, that's, it's not bad. But see, that's why, do you even need to promote, like, because, like, with streaming, like, do you even need to promote? Like, is it?
On for streaming, not at all. Not at all. Yeah, zero. They have, like, quite a high volume. And then I've built up, like, a pretty good, like, regular clientele. I do want to, like, diversify and not just, like, have all my eggs in that basket, you know?
Yeah, that's why I'm saying about, like, the OnlyFans. You should start an OnlyFans, but, like, focus it more for, like, your regular types, you know? Because, like, hey, you want some extra shit, you know?
Exactly. I am currently having a website built, just lavenderlive.com, and it'll be, like, outside of StreamMate one-on-one sessions that they can schedule, and then custom videos and personal items for sale. Because I've had guys that want to, like, buy the underwear off my body that I wore, like, in the session with them, you know?
Oh, I didn't even think about that, because I know, yeah, socks and panties and all that.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah, the ones that you actually wore, I watched you wear. Yeah, oh, I get that. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyone ever try to buy socks or anything, or just panties?
I haven't had any socks yet. I've had panties. I feel like that's it. Yeah, no, I feel like I haven't had anybody ask to buy anything very, like, super strange. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, shit, none of that's really straight. Like, in Japan, they sell them in fucking the vending machines and shit.
Really?
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, they sell fucking panties in vending machines in Japan. And it's a normal thing. I don't know, man. Yeah, do you, like, are most of your guys, like, American?
Yes. American and then European is really, like, that's kind of, I think, to my knowledge, all I've had.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no Bob and Vagine guys.
No, not yet. Huh. Not yet.
Yeah, that's interesting. I wonder, because I never thought about that. Like, because, like on, oh, yeah, you're not, you're personally, you're not on, like, social media. But, like, a lot of girls, like, just regular girls get those, you know, those Bob and Vagine guys in their Instagrams and shit. Like,
even on Twitter, I only have, like, 50 fucking followers. And out of, like, 50 fucking followers on Twitter, there's so many like that. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, because I wonder, because, like, obviously they're trying to get, you know, something free.
Yeah.
So I wonder, like, how many are actually, like, going on cam sites and shit? Are any? Like, I haven't heard any.
That's a great question. I would feel like a very, very small percentage.
There's probably, because they're so, I don't know, maybe they're just so broke they don't even bother. They're just trying for the free stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, you get freeloaders, right? Like, the guys that are, you know.
100%. I have regulars in the free chat. Like, I'll have guys in there that come daily in the free chat, and I've never done a session with them. And like I said, I'm not in the free chat for very long. So they'll be in there for the 3 minutes, and then I'll get taken for 10. And when I get back into the free chat, that same person is there waiting. And that's what they're there in the free chat.
Yeah, yeah. Now, see, I understand that shit. Because, like, you know, hey, like on Chatterbait especially, like, you know, you fuck it because they get tipped and, you know, you get to see that shit for free anyway. But does that piss you off, those freeloaders?
Not necessarily. I would rather have some of those freeloaders to, like, chat with while I'm waiting in the guest chat than just sitting on my fucking bed in silence.
True. Good point. So, yeah, so you talk with them and everything.
Yes. Also, some of the people that are regulars in the free chat are like my best hype men, and then it makes it look like there's like lots of people like interested in there. So then the other guys are like, oh, I better take her like quick. Like I need to like request that one-on-one like quick.
Oh shit, I never thought about that. Yeah, so like, they're competing for you.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
Holy shit, like yeah, that, like doing shit like this, the live stuff seems so much better than doing all the other stuff.
I would feel lonely too, to be honest. Like, this is my full-time job. I don't have like coworkers to talk to, you know what I mean? So I didn't do this, and I just like was on my phone promoting and doing like photo shoots and stuff. That would feel really lonely.
Yeah, yeah, that's why. Like,
that would not fill my bucket.
Right.
Just that. I could do both, but not just OnlyFans.
Yeah, that's why, yeah, you gotta supplement that shit. But I see a lot of, like, on Chatterbait, for instance, like, I see a lot, like, because, you know, you scroll down to, like, page 99, and you see those girls that are just like, why even bother? Like, they just sit there, and they look so fucking bored, and, like, I'm thinking, like, why are you even on here? Like, you're waiting for, like, that one fucking guy that's gonna pay for you, and, like, you look like you wanna die.
Totally. No, I've seen the same. I have seen the same. Yes. Or like the one girl that I personally know that does it, like she actively will tell me she hates it. Like, why the fuck? Why the fuck are you doing?
And it's got a show too.
That's totally 100% and has to show. Of course. Yes.
Yeah, because even if the girl's hot too, like, because like, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Like, you could just tell, because like, you could tell like right now, like if you're like this on your fucking live shows and shit, like you seem like you're just having fucking fun, you know, like that.
Totally.
Yeah, because then you see some of them and they're like, they're hot, but they're so miserable. So you know, they're less hot, a lot less hot.
Yes.
Just not.
Well, the guys are paying for this one-on-one experience rather than watching porn because they want that connection. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
They want to feel like, they want it to be individualized. They want like a connection. So the girls that hate it so bad and like are not saying a word and they're just like putting shit up inside of them. To me, that's a very, very little difference than just watching porn.
Right. Oh yeah. 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 Definitely. You know? Definitely. Yeah. You're right, man. Like, it's an experience, like, I guess, what do you call it, like, the girlfriend experience? Like, you're the perfect, you know, like, girlfriend experience person. Like, that's your specialty, it seems.
Yes, exactly. 100%.
So if someone wants a girlfriend experience, you're the person to go to.
Fuck yes. Yeah. 100%. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shit. Yeah, like, people should, like, that's what, like, find your fucking niche. Like, some people, like, you know, just, like, even if it is just sticking stuff in there, you know, like, make that your shit. Like, fuck, right?
Well, see, and some people are willing to put, like, all sorts of stuff inside of them, and that is, like, that's fucking amazing. I will not. So that is, like, that's awesome that there are people that fit into every single niche. And men want all sorts of different things. So, you know.
Absolutely, yeah, like, there's, you know, like, you definitely have your fucking people, and then I'm sure, you know, there's guys that want to see everything, you know, everything.
Yep.
Like, mm-hmm. You know, like, that's why there's scat porn out there, you know, there's everything.
Uh-huh. I'm willing to talk about everything, and I will, like, talk it up, even if I think it's, like, the cum eating, I don't like it, I will talk that shit up. And get like real nasty with my words. I'm not gonna do it myself. Like, I will talk the shit out of anything, but not necessarily like do it to my body.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And that's a, like, I guess it's a, like, that's enough. Like, you don't have to. Like, that's enough. Talking about it is good enough for some guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good, because
I feel like I'm talented with my words. So, I have full faith that they would like it, even like just my words, 100%.
Right. Yeah, it sounds like it. If you're going on fucking fake video dates all the time, like like you got to be creative for that, like you know, like
it's so fun. That like moment when like they give me something and my brain is just like working and working and working. It's so fun. I fucking love it. Like, throw something at me that's so fucking strange. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, you could go anywhere. You could do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, that sounds kind of fun to me.
It's so fun. I played a guy's stalker the other day in a role play where I had been stalking him and, like, sneaking inside of his house. And he came home early from work and caught me masturbating on his bed and like using all of his things in his room to masturbate with and like getting like my juices on his undies and like putting it back in the drawer.
Oh, what a fucking dirty girl. God damn.
No. Yes. Fucking filthy. No, but like that shit's so fun. Like, hell yeah. That shit is so fun.
Yeah, that does sound fun. You could be stalker. You could be anything, man.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy. But yeah, I mean, shit, it could be worse, right? Like, have you had any bad experiences? Like, you know, like, guys, like I know with the guys, like, fucking hounding you on that shit, but, like, you know, guys get a little too fucking crazy?
Yeah, I haven't had anything horrible yet. And I'm still, like, learning my boundaries, to be honest, because some of the stuff that I don't like, other women do like. And I feel like I already kind of knew this about myself, but I don't really like, super aggressive or, like, the name-calling stuff. Even in, like, my own sexual life, like, I'm not really into that. So you'll get guys on there that I think because they think they're paying, they can take it, like, the extra mile and say, like, say degrading, horrible things. And even though I'm being paid for it, that's a no for me. I'm not. No. Or guys will ask me to, like, slap myself in the face. That's a no for me. I'm not going to do that. That's a no. I don't care if they're paying me. That's just a no. I've had literally just one singular guy that took it too far, and he was one of the ones saying he was in love with me. He was guilt tripping me that I wasn't messaging him enough when I wasn't streaming, which I don't get fucking paid for that. If I'm going to message you when I'm not working, that's because I'm being nice. So he was guilt tripping me because I wasn't messaging him enough. And then we got on a one-to-one and he told me that he wanted to end his life because of me. Like, he wanted to kill himself because of me. And that 100% has been like the only, like, really bad experience that I've had so far.
Yeah, that don't sound fun.
No!
But yeah, see, that's why on your website, you gotta have a fact page. Like, what the actual fucking, like, you know, like, I don't, you want messages, this is how much it cost, like, you know.
100%, exactly. If you want my fucking attention, even when I'm not streaming, then you're gonna pay for that shit.
Ooh, what if you do, like, a monthly subscription package thing where you get a certain amount of, like, texts each day or messages, yes. Some shit like that?
100%. Totally. Or even, like, if you want, like, the girlfriend experience, like, you want, a bedtime call, 100%. Yes.
Yeah.
But you're going to pay for
it. Yeah. a girlfriend experience. Do people do that? They got it, right? Like,
that would have to be my own thing, not, like, off of StreamMate. So, yes, on, like, the website that I'm making, like, 100%. I'm all over that. That's my jam, you know?
Yeah, yeah, because that sounds like, yeah. Because especially, like, the guys that fucking want it, obviously they want it. That sounds fucking enticing. Like, oh, yeah. I can get my fucking goodnight text and shit. And
yeah, totally. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, man. I can't wait. I got to see your website when it goes up. I want to see everything.
It shouldn't be too long. It should be, like, relatively quickly.
Oh, good, good. Lavender Live. Oh, that's what I wanted to ask. Lavender, because I should have Googled this before I fucking went on, but lavender, is that a smell or a color or both? I forget.
Bull. Yes. Yeah. So it's an herb, like, you know, the herb lavender.
Right.
And the color. Yes. So I'm really into yoga and like very like earthy, natural things. I'm vegan. So when I was coming up with my screen name, I wanted something that's like felt personal to me. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to feel a personal attachment to it. So I tried to like pick things that actually like resonated with who I am, not just some like random shit. So it felt like it was still me, even though it's not like my name, you know?
Right. Yeah. No, I like that name. Lavender Live. It goes yeah. Good. But I forgot.
Thank you.
Cause I was like, lavender, don't I have like fucking incense there, lavender? But then I'm like, wait, that's purple, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not for the purple. It's for the herb.
Yeah, I got all confused. I was like, wait, what is it for? What?
Yeah, it's for the herb.
Oh, all right. That makes more sense because, you know, I don't know, purple. It's, all right. Mm-hmm. I like purple, though, but not everyone does.
No, it's not my favorite color.
No, that sucks. But it's all good. Yeah, fucking... Yeah, this has been fucking fun. This has been enlightening.
Thank you so much. Like, thank you for doing this podcast.
It's so much fun. I learned so much.
Yes. It also, like, I feel like it gives people an outlet. Because unless you do this yourself, you really don't understand. You know what I mean? It's like, yes, I look at dicks all day. I look at assholes all day. Like, you know? I can't talk about that with most people. And so it gives such a good outlet for, like, me to be able to listen to your podcast and be like, oh, fuck, yeah, like, I understand that. I had a similar situation. So thank you.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because, like, that's why I want, like, because everything that's out there, like, there's not enough, like, there's not enough information for, like, because so many, because I've been, I get hit up from girls that want to get into it. And I'm like, you know, like, there's only so much information I have. You know, and like you don't look at the stuff like that with like the stalkers and like how much, you know, energy you have to put into promoting and setting this up and that up and talking with people. Like, it's so much to it.
There's so much to it.
It really is.
There's so much. And most people, I did, you go in with a completely blind eye. I had no idea what to expect, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, but I think you're doing great with the doing the lifestyle. I mean, because your personality, your personality and everything is what's fucking taking you over the top. But doing it, what do you think about like people that start like that are starting out, like maybe start out, you know, like try the live stuff? Because so many, I don't know why, but it seems like a lot of people don't want to try the live stuff for some reason. Like they go to the OnlyFans thinking it's easier or something. I don't know.
I feel like the starting with the live stuff is easier. You are handed a clientele. You're literally handed it. You don't have to promote at all. And I feel like it's such good practice to even learn like what's out there, like what different fetishes and kinks are even out there and what humans, like what people are wanting, you know? I'm a huge advocate of the live stuff.
Me too.
I'm a huge advocate.
Yeah, I think it's like it seems like so much fun. Like you can make it fun.
It's so fun. And I'm really thankful like the second I press start and the second I'm like pressing stop, I'm getting paid. You know? I'm paid for that whole entire duration. And it's not like I have to put in like a shit ton of like my free time after that. When I'm done, I'm done. And I can go for a walk or whatever, go get drinks with my friends and not be promoting myself and like being in that mindset. I can shut it off.
Right, right. Yeah, man. This seems like, I don't know, man. This has been so enlightening about the fucking live streaming.
I'm a huge advocate. It's so fun.
Yeah, it definitely seems that way, especially even for the guys. Like, that's why, like, I think, like, you know, I don't want to say, like, you know, don't fucking pay for OnlyFans or whatever, but the live stuff seems so much better, especially the one-on-one. Like, what's better than the one-on-one? Like, this shit's fucking live. Like, do the one-on-one.
Exactly. I feel like you'd get so much more for your money doing that type of session versus looking at a photo or even a video, unless it's personalized, you know?
Right. But yeah, especially like with you, like you're fucking, you know, you're down to do anything. Like, make this shit fun. Let's fuck it. Especially like the girlfriend experience, man. Like, yeah, that's why everyone got to go check out Lavender Live on Twitter and StreamMate. StreamMate's the shit. Got fucking 5-star reviews. Go read. See, that's what, like, just read the reviews. I think you'll fucking, you know, like that says enough. Do you have a schedule on there, or you just go on when you feel like it?
My schedule on there is updated.
Oh.
So I do have that schedule.
Oh, right.
And
Yeah, you got like an actual schedule on there where it shows, right?
And I do follow it.
Oh shit, all right, that's perfect. Yeah, that's a lot better than fucking ChatterBait. Like, if you're following someone on ChatterBait, like, you don't know when they're gonna go on.
Yeah.
So this is,
I love you, mate.
yeah, oh, this is perfect. So fucking guys want to go check you out. I think they definitely want to check you out.
I
Fuck yeah, sounds like so much fun. Fuck.
hope
All right, thanks for fucking being here. It was a lot of fun. And
Thank you so much. I had a blast.
absolutely, yeah, this was fun. I fucking love
Yeah.
this. Yeah, so
Me too.
all right, so we'll check you out on StreamMate.
Yeah.
All
Yep.
right, talk to you soon.
Bye. Have a good night.